英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的最简美式口语009，欢迎出我们的美籍嘉宾 Mark 老师。
大家好， Good afternoon。
今天这个话题想必很多同学都非常喜欢，非常喜欢这个话，这个主题里的这个 houses
yeah, popular topic，
对，非常 popular 一个话题，但是又对那个 house prices 觉得很恐惧。对了，今天我们给大家带来这个话题呢，就是同学们都有的可说的房价，房价，房价，房价，房价 ，house prices。
嗯，
咱们今天就说一说啊，房价，这个说来呢，令人又欣喜又有点心痛的话题，是不是？房子对中国人来讲是非常重要的，您同意吗，马克老师
？I always hear people talking about.Houses, whether they've bought one or not, whether rent has gone up, everywhere I go, that's what I hear people talking about now that I've learned some Chinese.
现在您看，马克老师在中国啊，无论到哪儿，都听到咱们中国人民。
Yeah.
对这个房子的关注非常重要。
Yeah, and I went back to America, and I was like, why are people not talking about houses?
然后现在呢，也觉得奇了怪了，啊，回到美国，发现，诶，怎么美国人民不谈房价呀？
Like they have no topic, talk about sports, or the relationships, come on.
那美国人民都聊什么？都聊动，运动。
对。
啊，聊一些娱乐的八卦。Entertainment.
Yeah, yeah.
享受生活。
Yeah, their jobs. I mean, come on.
工作关系怎么就不聊房子呢？
对啊。
啊，你们对房子不看重吗？在我们的文化里，房子可是很重要的啊。这个人得有了房子才能够成家。
嗯哼，
是不是？
Yeah.
啊，最近不是有个笑话吗？哈，说很多。啊，说很多那个一个综艺节目的录制组哈，说拿着谁呀、啊？拿着这个王思聪的这个照片啊，到一个公园的相亲角里面就去看一下，说哎，大爷大妈，这个小伙子怎么样啊？
嗯、
大爷大妈很多呢就不认识王思聪，然后就说哎呦，这小伙子长得还不错，但是呢，看这样子，如果能在北京二环有套房是不容易的，不一定能挣到一套房。所以现在看来哈，在这个咱们人们的心中，能够在大城市。或者是在自己个儿在家乡吧、能有套房是多么重要的事情啊。所以今天我们就看着这个话题跟大家说一说哈、很多可以说的关于房价 house prices， 说你生活在哪个城市啊，这些年你们那儿的房价怎么样啊，你是怎么给自己安排居住计划的呀，你是打算买房还是租房啊，房子影响你的生活了吗，对现今中国的房价你有什么看法呢？马克老师对现在中国的 house prices 都有自己的看法。
Yeah, I remember when I first came to China, I passed a construction site that, you know, it was just basically a big hole in the ground and a wall with some pictures and banners on it. And they said 6,000 yuan per square meter. And I remember the house prices at the time was something like 2,500 per square meter. So I thought, who's going to pay 6,000? That's crazy. I mean, it looked like an okay location, but still. And now, like, it's something like 180,000 or so for a square meter. Same spot.
那是哪一年的事情啊？2002,
I think.
2002年。
Yeah.
看当时的这个路过的这个小区哈。
嗯哼。
房产的价格是多少？六千。
Yeah, 六千一平米。
现在是多少了？
啊、我觉得18万差不多。
哇，18万还
是对
18,000呀，是不是太多了吧？
It was crazy. It's maybe like 60,000 or something, but it was a lot. Yeah.
哇，你看看了，康老师也见证了中国这个房价飞速的攀升啊。
啊、哈。
在这样的一种情况下，大家都在聊房价的问题哈。这个就年轻人来说，你看，如果你是刚刚的 after graduation started working， 那么对你来讲，买房压力是非常大的。
Sure.
通常在中国来说的话，一个正常的工薪族恐怕也得工作个10年20年才能买得起自己的房，可能也只能付上一半的这个首付。
Yeah. A friend of mine did some research. This was several years ago, but I expect it to.Pretty much hold true, if not be even truer. He said in New York, if somebody buys the average priced house, you know, average size, average price, at the average salary that New Yorkers are making, it takes them 10 years to pay for it. You know, that is, they don't buy food, they don't, you know, do anything but pay for the house. But in China, in Beijing, if somebody buys the average priced house with the average Beijing salary, they have to spend 50 years paying for that.
50 years?
Yeah, average house, average salary, the only difference is the city.
哟，这就是区别了。你 您看在美国啊，美国呢、yeah. 要是一个普通的工薪族，他拿着 average salary、
yeah.
想买一个 average house
yeah. Yeah.
一个普通的一个房子，他需要不吃不喝大概是十年左右的时间、
yeah.
还可以吧。
I mean, there are a lot of variables there, but the idea was it's about five times as expensive to buy a house in Beijing as it is in New York.
可是呢，如果要是在北京的话，那这个可能也就是不吃不喝五十年左右了。五十年能不能买得上还是个问题呢，还是你不吃不喝的情况下呢、
yeah.
是不是。所以现在年轻人买房呢，可能怎么说呢，可能首先还得父母支持一点点
sure,
对不对
sure, sure,、yeah.
然后自己再节衣缩食一些些啊，不是说房价高的离谱就买不起。我们也看到很多的人，年轻人他很会攒钱啊、
mm-hmm.
他很会打理自己的生活啊，他很会安排自己的居住计划呀、
yeah.
人家哎，十多年二十年也能买上一套房、
mm-hmm.
还是不一样的是不是、
yeah.
啊，大家对这个房产这个问题可以聊一下，也可以聊一下你自己是怎么来置产的。来，有人说了，马克老师当年买一套就好了，
嗯、mm-hmm.
是不是
yeah, that's
当年买一套就好了、
cool. Yeah, sounds good.
但是来晚了买不起、
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
来晚了。今天啊，我们要学到特别多有趣的你都没听过的、
mm-hmm.
啊，一些在房地产市场上啊说这些价格呀、
mm-hmm.
啊，什么飙升啊啊，什么回落呀，什么涨速啊，租房啊等等、
yeah.
这样的一些单词短语新的你都没见过，特别有意思、
mm-hmm.
也给大家设计了一些微信挑战的话题啊等等。所以啊这个今天有很多咱们值得学习的内容啊，大家准备好了登录到我们的直播互动区一起来开始啊，聊聊房透心凉避暑降温的好方法。
Two decades, yikes, yeah.
聊完以后咱们今儿个就凉快了、
mm-hmm.
好，今天的两段长对话我们首先请马克老师来给我们预演一遍。
好，嗯。How have you been, Mark? Have you settled into your new apartment yet? Yeah, it's worth paying a little extra rent for something modern. Have you thought about buying a house? I've thought about it, but with prices so high, I'd rather just keep my money in the bank and invest in stocks. You should have bought a house a few years ago when they were more within reach. Yeah, don't I know it. I was too busy enjoying life then, not thinking about the future.Do you think the prices will keep going up? I'm no expert, but I think the growth in sales prices will taper off, as we've been seeing. Do you think there's a housing bubble? There might be, with vacation properties and satellite cities. Yeah, here in the major cities like Beijing, people are counting on their houses. I hear the prices are going up in the smaller cities now. They are still a lot cheaper, but the prices are climbing more quickly.Let's hope they don't climb through the roof.
Dialogue 2. Jingjing and Mark talk later in the same day.
Mark, since you're renting your house, I wonder what you think is going to happen with the rental prices. I don't think about it very much. How do Beijing's rentals compare with those in the U.S.? It's easier to find an inexpensive apartment in Beijing. I remember being up against the wall in the U.S. before coming to China.But maybe that was because I was just starting work after graduation. You mean it's cheaper to rent an apartment in Beijing than in your city in the U.S.? I wouldn't say that. It's just that there are so many old buildings and subway lines and small apartments everywhere. That helps to keep the prices down, I guess. The cost of owning a house for 70 years and renting it is not all that much different here.Yeah, but people would rather pay for their own house than give money to landlords. Also, according to Chinese tradition, people should have their own house before starting a family. That's understandable. All the value for owning a house keeps the rental prices down a bit. But it seems rental prices are now going up at a faster rate than purchase prices. That doesn't surprise me. The sky's the limit when it comes to rental prices. We'll see what the market will bear.I'm dreaming of a harmonious bull and bear.
哎呀，说完了这房价还是觉得挺无奈的。好，我们是怎么来聊的呢？大家以后要学习用英文来聊一聊房价啊，对这个市场呢要发表一些自己的看法，增加我们的口语表达的能力。第一段了，今天就说啊，最近怎么样啊，马克？
How have you been, Mark?
How have you been? How have you been? 又是一个新短语，问最近过得怎么样。
Yeah, I haven't seen you in a while, so how have you been doing?
已经很长一段时间没见到你了。How have you been? 最近怎么样 ?Or how's it hanging?
Yeah.
都行。好，有人说了，提到房子，我连英语都不想学了。
Yeah.
说马克，你已经在这个新公寓安顿下来了吗？
Have you settled into your new apartment yet?
好，这里我们来学学安顿的这个短语啊。我们知道安顿呢，通常有一个 settle 这个单词、
yes.
安定安顿都行，但是它这里搭配了一个 into 这个小介词。
Yeah, settle into means get used to, become comfortable in, yeah.
Get used to, 习惯了、
mm-hmm.
Become comfortable in,
yeah.
在什么地方呢，感觉到很舒适、
yeah.
叫做 settle in, 安顿安妥、
yeah.
因为搬家嘛，搬到新公寓嘛、
mm-hmm.
New apartment,问你 settle 好了吗？ settle 好了。
对，有一天下班了，你哦，我真舒服啊！我这个是我的房子、
啊。哦，是吗？会有一种这种感觉。
Yeah, that feeling. Yeah, yeah.
哎，很多时候也是搬进一个新地方的时候，你会发现你要花很长的时间来 settle into。
对对对，东西都在盒子里边，是吗？是吗？对。
是，这。搬家进去三年了都没有打开盒子，
对对对对，也有
这种哈、啊。我觉得我适应一个新的地方，大概需要 a year.
Yeah, wow, you get used to a place slowly. It takes me like 3 weeks.
啊，您三周就可以适应了。
Yeah, 3 weeks, no problem. Yeah,
我不行，我大概要半年到一年的时间。
Yeah, yeah.That's cool.
好，马克就说，是的，啊，给这种现代化的地方呢，多花点房租是值得的。
Well, it's worth paying a little extra rent for something modern.
好 ,it's worth doing something,、
mm-hmm.
worth,、W-O-R-T-H,、
yeah.
就是值得,通常是接 doing, it's worth paying, 值得花钱,花什么呢 ?a little extra,
yeah,
就是稍微的多一点点。
Yeah, little extra.
Little extra rent,、mm-hmm. rent 是指房租。
对。
For something modern,、
mm-hmm.
啊、看来您的这个 new apartment is modern.
Yeah, modern apartment.
Modern apartment.
Yeah.
啊、晶晶就说，那你有没有想过买套房呢？
Have you thought about buying a house?
Have you thought about? 啊，这句型记下来，有没有思考过、想过、琢磨过什么事情呢？ Have you thought about buying a house?、
Mm-hmm.
Think 后面一定要是接 doing something,、
yeah.
是不是？好 ,Have you thought about buying a house?马哥说，我倒是考虑过这个问题。
I've thought about it.
I have thought about it.、
Mm-hmm.
Have you thought about it? Yes, I have thought about it.
Yeah.
但是吧，哟，你看这房价现在这么高，我宁愿把钱放银行里投资股票。
But with the prices so high, I'd rather just keep my money in the bank and invest in stocks.
这里用的是一个短语叫 with.With 就是现在啊、
yeah.
随着伴随着、
mm-hmm.
要伴随 With the prices so high、
yeah.
价格高我们用 so high、
yeah.
来表达价格、yeah. I'd rather do something 就是我宁愿 just keep my money in the bank、
mm-hmm.
keep your money in the bank、
yeah.
把钱放在银行里
对
同时投资 invest怎么样在哪方面投资呢 ?invest in、
mm-hmm. stocks.
Stocks.、
Yeah.
那你为什么不 invest in real estate?
Real estate takes a huge chunk of investment and your money is tied up with that, you know, one purchase or two, you know, yeah. Stocks, you can diversify.
你看马克老师都考虑过这些问题的。
A little, yeah.
考虑过的。说我要投资股票。可是现在这个中国投股票也、
mm-hmm.
也有点危险。
嗯、mm-hmm.。
还不如买房吗、
yeah.
是不是啊
?Yeah.
哎，晶晶就说，几年前你就该买套房了，那会儿啊，你更买得起。这句话是大实话，大实话，大实话。
嗯哼。
随着现在这几年，这房价是蹭蹭蹭的往上涨。
Yeah.
你这几年前，你要是几年前买了，你现在房姐儿、房哥儿是不是？
嗯哼。
可是你这几年前你没买，哦哦。几年前你干嘛去了呀、
yeah.
好在呢这是我们今天的第一句微信挑战，我们想请同学们出手来试一试。第一位同学叫ISF270
好 You should buy a house several years ago Then you can afford it 好、可以换 buy 是 have bought You should have bought a house several years ago、后边是 when prices were lower when prices were lower.
这句话其实是想考验大家什么呢？就是你早该做什么事而没做。
Mm-hmm.
我们要用的一个结构就是 should have done something。
对。
好，我们来看哪些同学用到了。第二位是 Cindy Zeng。
You should have bought an apartment years ago because it was more affordable at that time.
好，这个是差不多，95分，正好用是 should have bought an apartment years ago. Perfect. Because it was more affordable at the time. 我们现在不这么推定是哪个房子，所以不用说 it， 可以说 because they were.More affordable at that time. 很多的房子，穿多的房子比较便宜，很多，对不对？
只要你用对了 should have done， 就算你对。
对对对。
后面的那个不要用 it was， 因为你并不知道是什么样的房子，
yeah.
你只能用一个大概是 they were 怎么
怎么。对，一个随便的房子。对。
下一位同学是
Mavis。
Mavis。
Yeah. You should buy an apartment a couple years ago. It's easier to afford it by that time. 前边是 should have bought an apartment.第二是when they were easier to afford 就可以用 when 不用 at that time by that time
当他们用一个 when 小小的 when 就可以解决了
就够了吧、yeah.
学习学习
conjunction、yeah.
三只小猪的萌粉
If you bought shoe a few years ago then you could afford it more easily
好有一个两个人用 sweet S-U-I-T-E 一个 sweet 是那个宾馆的还是
套间、欸、
对
那个是大套房、欸、sweet
就可以说 house 都可以吧都好多的人了解你说的、
哎、我们外边买这种房子叫做 house
没关系、
不是套房
Yeah You should have bought a house a few years ago then you could afford it more easily 可以说 when they were more affordable
当他们还买得起的时候 when they were more affordable
Yeah 如果你说 you could afford it 我们不知道 what your situation 你之前是那个大夫现在你是自行车秀的人所以 你的钱比较少没关系就是房子都便宜点、
主语是最好用那些东西是可支付的而不要把你扔出来、不要说你可以支付、
对对对对对，
跟你谁是没有什么关系就是说大众能支付说 something is more affordable 就行了哈
you could say you know you should have bought a house years ago because you would have had an easier time paying for it、then but that becomes a more complicated structure
下位同学叫 kettle drum
you were supposed to buy a house a few years agoYou could afford it at that time.
Okay, you were supposed to, sure, you were supposed to pick up your mother-in-law at the airport, right? 所以你可以换 you should have bought. 就够了吧，不用 supposed to. You should have bought.
还是你应该做而没做，用 should have bought
对对对对
最好的。
在这儿。对对对
Be supposed to 是你应该做。是那种应该
yeah,
是未来应该怎么怎么样。
正好对对 对, 对、
是不一样的。接下来这位同学是 Cassie。
Cassie。
来吧。老师帮他念。
好you should buy a house several years ago. It was able to have enough money to buy one. 所以你可以说 you should have bought a house several years ago. 后边是 when they were reasonably priced 是比较好。
reasonably priced.
对对对对对比较便宜点。
好这是后面的一种新的说法哈、老师给纠正的。Emery
好you should buy a house several years ago. It was able to have enough money to buy one. 后边也可以换 when prices were lower.
前面也得换成 you have, should have bought,、才可以。
对对对对对。
还有一位新同学今天叫做易贤谦。
You can buy a house a few years ago.Then you can afford more.
Okay. 前边就要换 you should have bought. You should have bought a house a few years ago. When you can afford more, 是差不多那暂时你可以换 when they were more affordable.
对虽然汉语是当你能够负担英文你还是要转换那个思维是当他们能够被负担的时候
对对 If somebody has enough money to buy a house now you could say you know you should have bought three houses a few years ago when you could have afforded you know three but no need to say that here
今天呢这个老师挑选出来的这些同学哈做了一些纠正今天参与第一 段互动的特别特别多。
对，
大家对这个可能是觉得这一段是最简单的。
Thanks for trying this out, you guys. Yeah, I think you did a pretty good job.
还是要谢谢大家的参与。一会儿把评分发在微信公众号上。
Mm-hmm.
来，请老师来说一说，几年前你就应该买套房了。
You should have bought a house a few years ago.
对了，通过这个例句我们学会了 You should have done something、
mm-hmm.
你早就应该做而没做 You should have bought a house a few years ago.
Yeah.
那会儿更能买得起啊、
When they were more within reach.
听明白了吗？再听一遍
When they were more within reach.
好 When 那会儿啊、mm-hmm. 正当那会儿啊 They were就这些房子、
yeah.
more 更加的、
mm.
并没有 affordable、
yeah.
老师用了一个短语叫 within reach
within reach、yeah.
within 就是在什么什么之内 reach R-E-A-C-H 就是够得着、
yeah.
在你够得着的之内、
mm-hmm.
什么意思啊、
yeah.
不就是买得起吗
yeah yeah affordable is one way of saying it within reach is even clearer in terms of what your situation
所以你看一个生动形象的在你够得着的范围之内不就是买得起吗、
mm-hmm.
好我们今天学到了这个非常形象的短语 within reach、
嗯、
学对了哈 were within reach、
yeah.
好马克说是啊我还不知道吗
yeah don't I know it
don't I know it
yeah
朋友我还不知道吗
yeah, yeah.
我都捶胸顿足错过了这样的好机会错过了这些发富的机会我还不知道吗可是我那会儿太忙着享受生活了根本没多考虑未来
I was too busy enjoying life then not thinking about the future
I was too busy 我们说加了一个 too 就表示过分过多了
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
enjoying life 是可以的、
yeah.
但是你是 too busy enjoying life
yeah I was too focused on enjoying life yeah,
整个就在享受生活中呢、mm-hmm. 压根没考虑这些事儿 not thinking about the future、
mm-hmm.
所以有事儿活在当下也不管未来了、
mm-hmm. yeah.
不过像买房这种事情是不是还是应该啊，像买房啊理财这种事情、
mm-hmm.
还是应该多为未来考虑一下下
yeah、
啊、不能老是什么都不管不顾的除非你说你 I'm good at making money
yeah
是不是好、mm. 你觉得房价还会继续涨吗听好了我们过渡到另外一个主题了
Do you think the prices will keep going up?
Do you think the prices will keep going up?、
Mm-hmm.
上涨叫做 go up
Right
下降呢
Go down.
Yeah. 对了 ,keep going up, 持续上涨。会涨吗马哥说我也不是专家。
I'm no expert.
他说的是 I am no expert.、
Mm-hmm.
他没有说 I am not an expert.
You could in some situations, but yeah, this is fine. I'm no expert.
I am no expert.、
Mm-hmm.
简单干脆利落。
Yeah.
我不是专家 ,I'm no expert. 但是吧我觉得这房价的增长会逐渐的放慢。
But I think the growth in sales prices will taper off.
再来一遍。
I think the growth in sales prices will taper off.
好，我认为这种 growth,、
mm-hmm.
growth 增长，哪方面东西的增长呢？ Growth in sales prices.
Right.
Sales prices 不就是卖价吗？
Mm-hmm.
什么是卖价？
Yeah.
不就是房价吗？
Yeah.
所以 growth in sales prices 就是房价的增长、
mm-hmm.
会怎么样 will
taper off
new words here、
yeah.
taper T-A-P-E-R O-F-F、
mm. yeah slow down I mean if you're looking at a graph it's like you're reaching the top of the hill
慢慢的降低了、
mm-hmm.
gradually reduce the rate of growth
yeah yeah
所以是慢慢的降低逐渐的减少叫做 taper off、
mm-hmm.
好整个句子再来一遍
yeah okay just a second I think the growth in sales prices will taper off
The growth in sales prices will taper off.、
Mm-hmm.
就像我们看见的这样。
As we've been seeing.
As we've been seeing.、
Mm-hmm.
就像我们一直以来看见的这样。好像它没怎么看它没怎么跌吧 房价。就是它增长的稍微放缓了一些。
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
它没有那么 rocket climbing.
Yeah, they're not climbing as quickly as they were in the past, but growth hasn't slowed that much either. It's just in some quarters or something.
晶晶说 你觉得有房地产泡沫吗？
Do you think there's a housing bubble?
房地产泡沫来了啊。
Housing bubble.
Bubble 我们都知道是泡泡。
Mm-hmm.
Housing, 房地产。
Yeah, most of the time when we say these two words, we say housing bubble because they're two nouns. But because we've been talking about housing so much, sometimes contrastive stress gets added to the second noun. Housing bubble?
Here
for this time, yeah.
Housing bubble?
嗯，
你觉得会有 housing bubble 吗？
Yeah.
会有房地产泡沫呢？可能会有一些吧。
There might be.
好 ，there might be 用的是一个 might， 表示一种十分不确定的推测。
Mm-hmm.
比如吧，啊，一些度假地的房产啊，和一些卫星城市。
Yeah, with vacation properties and satellite cities.
来来来，我们来看看度假地的房产啊，度假地 vacation.
嗯、mm-hmm, ，a vacation property.
啊 ，property 是什么？
It's a house. It's a piece of real estate. Yeah.
对了，也就是房产嘛 ，property
yeah, yeah.
啊，是另外一个房产的说法。大家写下来哦 ，properties， 复数形式。
Properties.
Properties.
Mm-hmm.
Properties. 好，这是房产。
Mm-hmm.
另外叫 satellite cities.
Yeah.
卫星城市，什么叫卫星城市
？Yeah. So, like Huairou, for example, is a satellite city of Beijing.
嗯。
Wuxi maybe is a satellite city of Shanghai.
哎。
Yeah, Zhuhai could be considered like a satellite city of Shenzhen or Guangzhou or something. Maybe.
马克老师对中国的 geography 好了解。
Not bad. It's just for those places.
卫星城市呢，就是引用了宇宙之间卫星和行星之间的关系哈，表明一种子城和母城。之间的相互联系的关系了、
mm-hmm.
一般来讲卫星城市就是城市规划当中的一个概念指的就是一个 big city、
mm-hmm.
边缘的那些小型的城市、
yeah.
啊为这些大都市的工作者呢主要居住的地方啊跟这个大都市的中心城市呢有一定的距离啊又有一定的数量人口的规模等等这种叫做刚才老师说的
对
无锡就相当于是上海的一个 satellite city
对所以那个 satellite city 和 suburb 有一点区别、嗯
因为毕竟 the satellite city, 它还是一个 city.
Mm-hmm, yeah, yeah.
是吧
It's planned. It has a city center. It has its own, like, a infrastructure and everything. Yeah.
它跟这个大城市的管辖区呢和中心城市有距离。
Mm-hmm.
啊在生活生产方面呢又有一定的联系。
Yeah.
等等。啊像什么啊住宅区啊成套的生活服务设施啊。也有相对独立的那么一定规模的一个城市、
嗯、
叫 satellite cities 所以呢房价在这些 vacation properties 和 satellite cities 可能会有一些 housing bubble
there could be yeah, it's more likely to be affected、yeah.
好金一就说是啊在这些主要的大城市你比如说北京吧人们都指望着他们的房子呢
Yeah, here in major cities like Beijing, people are counting on their houses
Here in major cities主要的一些城市、
mm-hmm. yeah.
比如说 like Beijing people are counting on count on somebody or something 的意思就是 rely on、
mm-hmm. the same yeah.
bank on
yes
指望指着依赖依靠、啊、这是什么意思呢 people are counting on their houses
they know the value of their home now and they expect it to be the same or more later yeah So it's almost like their house is their piggy bank or something like that. You know?
哎、yeah. 人们都指望着房子是什么呀就是人们依靠房子、
mm-hmm.
人们知道房子是能保值的、
right.
是能够给他们提供更好的生活的、
mm-hmm.
是不是可能也会指着他挣钱的、
yeah.
对不对至少他不亏钱不亏钱。所以 people are counting on their houses, 就证明人们对房子的依赖性是很大的。
Mm-hmm.
马克说我听说在一些小城市房价也在上涨吗
I hear the prices are going up in the smaller cities now.
好又来了 prices are going up.、
Mm-hmm.
在哪里呢 in the smaller cities.
Yeah.
是小一些的一些城市、
yeah.
房价也在涨、yeah. 啊。大家看看你们都来自哪些城市啊你们家那地儿的房价有没有没涨的、
mm-hmm.
没涨的应该可能性比较小吧啊。那些还是便宜很多的。
They are still a lot cheaper.
They are still a lot cheaper. A lot cheaper, 就是便宜很多、mm-hmm. 很多
yeah,
很多、
yeah.
跟这北上广这些没法比、
mm-hmm.
是吧但是呢价格爬升的速度却快很多。
But the prices are climbing more quickly.
好房价爬升我们用 climbing 这个单词。
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
就像在 climbing the mountain 一样、
yeah.
就刷刷刷刷刷往上爬、
yeah.
The prices are climbing more quickly、啊、说便宜是便宜你比如说本机价比如说5000一平、
mm-hmm.
突然间到了8000、
yeah. That's
突然间到了一万二。
Big increase.
对吧？它是不像北京这些五万。
Yeah.
然后五万五。
对。
五万八。
Yeah.
这样慢慢涨。那个突然间六千。突然一万八。
Yeah.
所以他就 climbing more quickly.
嗯哼。
马克说哎呀让我们希望不要高得离谱吧。
Hey, let's hope they don't climb through the roof.
新短语。这叫高得离谱怎么说
?climb through the roof.
爬过了屋顶了。
Yeah, yeah.
Climb through the roof.
Yeah.
R-O-O-F.好这个短语我们来解释一下吧哈。
Through the roof.
哎是什么个意思呢
?Increase beyond reason.
对了增加的什么呢 ?Beyond reason.
Yeah.
增加的超过理由。
The most common expressions are like gone through the roof, the prices have gone through the roof, or the price has gone through the roof. And you can also say like they are through the roof.
The most common expression is,gone through the roof.
Yeah.
Or be through the roof.
Exactly. Yeah.
通常我们会用 gone through the roof.
Yeah.
涨得离谱了。
Yeah. So climb through the roof. You can use it if your friend just used the word climbing in the previous sentence.
都冲破房顶了是不是涨得离谱了、
mm-hmm.
所以这里说 let's hope they don't climb through the roof.
Yeah.
通常你说啊涨得离谱涨得夸张了、
mm-hmm.
你还真不知道怎么表达。
现在
给你一个房顶来做比喻、
yeah.
就说你超过房顶了就是说你已经离谱了是不是啊大家对这个生活当中的这些事情哈街头巷尾的事情还很关心哈、
嗯、
前两天武汉一对 couple 离婚名下共有 52套房子
Somebody has 52 houses?
Yes, a couple
One for each week, right? That's cool
一年一周可以去住一趟
Yeah, that's cool
真是有钱啊
Never clean the bathroom, just wait for it to dry out
大家在商量 if they divorced 怎么去分这个财产
Yeah, it's divisible by two
第二段经纪人 Mark talk later in the same day 好晚些时候又聊起来了啊
好
马克啊既然你是租的房我就在想了你会觉得这个租房价格会有什么变化吗
Mark, since you're renting your house, I wonder what you think is going to happen with the rental prices.
Since, 既然 you are renting your house,、
mm-hmm.
你是租的房 I wonder what you think is going to happen with rental prices.、
Mm-hmm.
刚才不是叫 rent 吗
Yeah, rental prices, you know, it's everybody's rent, you know, or the general trend or something, but my rent is blah, blah, blah per month, yeah.
Rent 就是那个房租啊每个月交的这些价格、
yeah.
Rental 就是 指的是租金
Sometimes you can use rents for short、yeah.
Rental prices
yeah, or rent.
房租的价格、
yeah.
我没这么想太多
I don't think about it very much
I don't think about it very much、
mm-hmm.
Or I don't think much of it
mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yeah.
都可以 I don't think about it very much、
yeah.
我没这么想太多那北京的房租跟美国比怎么样呢
How do Beijing rentals compare with those in the US?
说比较的时候呢我们永远会用这样一个短语叫做 compare with、
mm-hmm.
A compare with B
Yes
Or、yeah. compare A with B
Yeah
How do Beijing rentals compare with those in the US?、
Mm-hmm.
在北京啊要找到一处不贵的公寓并不难
It's easier to find an inexpensive apartment in Beijing.
不贵也不一定是 cheap.
Yeah.
它是 inexpensive.
Yeah, inexpensive. Doesn't cost much.
Expensive 是贵的。
Yeah.
前面加上个小前缀 in 就变成了不贵的。
Inexpensive.、Yeah.
所以 it's easier, 还是挺容易的 to find an inexpensive apartment in Beijing.、
Mm-hmm.
啊、北京找一处不贵的公寓是不难的。
嗯、mm-hmm.
我还记得啊我来中国之前啊我在美国啊真是处境艰难啊。
I remember being up against the wall in the US before coming to China.
Up against the wall、mm-hmm. 是今天的新短语哦。
Yeah, yeah.
它是什么意思啊
Well, to be up against the wall,、you have no choice, you know, or you have too few alternatives.So you could either take an action or give up. You know, here's an example. I have to live near my company because I have no car and I can't spend much time on daily commutes. So I'm up against the wall and have to pay for an expensive yet small apartment downtown.
你看 up against the wall 就靠着墙站着了。
Yeah.
说明这个人他已经碰壁了对不对他没有选择了。
Yeah, yeah. Where I was living in Portland, there was downtown was surrounded by a river on one side and a crescent of hills on the other. The houses on the hill were really expensive. On the opposite side of the river was kind of like an industrial warehouse area. So you either live downtown or you live like out of the city a bit. You know, it's kind of like Manhattan a bit, New York, you know.
没什么选择了，已经很窘迫了。
Up against the wall, yeah.
都已经到了没有就是捉襟见肘了，选择不多了。
Mm-hmm.
就是处境很艰难了哈。
Yeah.
所以 I remember being up against the wall. 啊，我记得我在美国真是处境艰难。Before coming to China.
嗯哼。
啊，在中国来中国之前啊，我在美国处境艰难。因为那时候吧，我刚毕业开始工作。
But maybe that was because I was just starting work after graduation.
Maybe that because I was just starting work after graduation.
Mm-hmm.
刚刚毕业是吧
Yeah, yeah.
也不可能付得起太贵的房租
Yeah, no savings, you know, so you're kind of up against the wall.
也没有积蓄
Yeah, yeah.
所以也非常难啊，非常艰难。
Mm-hmm.
那你是说在北京租个公寓比你在美国城市的租金还要便宜吗
You mean it's cheaper to rent an apartment in Beijing than it is in your city in the US?
我们来分析这个句型说 You mean、
mm-hmm.
it's cheaper to do something than something、
mm-hmm.
It's cheaper to rent an apartment in Beijing than in your city in the US、
mm-hmm.
在北京租个公寓比你在美国的城市 A city in the US租个公寓还要便宜吗？马克说：“哎，我也不是那个意思哈。
”I wouldn't say that.
I wouldn't say that.、
Mm-hmm.
这个计划的意思就是说
，That's not what I mean.
哎，我不是那意思。
Yeah.
我不是那意思。我的意思是说呢。好，我们来看这句话。
Mm-hmm. It's just that there are so many.Old buildings and subway lines and small apartments everywhere.
好 ,everywhere. 说这北京吧到处都有什么呢都有 There are so many old buildings.、
Mm-hmm.
那些老房子。
Yeah, yeah.
是吧北京有很多老房子。
必须比较便宜。对。
这北京很多的老房子是什么80年代啊修建的这些老房子。
Yeah, 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 yeah.
是吧有很多。同时北京还有很多什么呢 ?subway lines.
Yeah, there's always a new one opening.
哎总是有新的地铁线来开通。
Yeah.
所以北京的地铁也是四通八达很多的。
嗯、mm-hmm.。
另外还有什么
?small apartments.
还有小型的公寓。
Yeah.
到处都是 everywhere、mm-hmm.
yeah.
所以在北京要是租个房子其实也还是挺容易的
对必须你租一个位置可以找到了一个不贵的房子
所以你但凡想在任何一个位置都能找到你比较需要的房子哈。
Mm-hmm.
北京现在有很多的老房子都是可以出租的
yeah, yeah, yeah.
但是只要你能忍受那种条件、
mm-hmm.
晶晶说那我猜这些可能刚才你说的那些因素哈，可能也都帮忙抑制着房价吧。
Mm-hmm. That helps to keep the prices down, I guess.
好 that helps to keep the prices down.、
Mm-hmm.
Keep something down. 把什么东西呢保持在一个低的位置。
Yeah.
所以我们就理解为帮忙抑制着房价。所以就是说这个什么大家觉得、renting an apartment is convenient,、
mm-hmm. yeah,
是很方便的、
yeah.
所以 why bother buying one?
Right, that's sort of the argument here, yeah.
所以为什么 要烦恼去买一栋房子呢我们在算这个性价比的时候就发现说诶好像你看下面一句话就来了你看在这儿一个拥有一个房子70年的花费、
mm-hmm.
因为我们知道现在这里大产权是70年对吧
right, right, right,
你买一栋房子实际上你是买了这个房子70年的一个居住权、
mm-hmm.
70年的一个居住权跟你租着这个房子来住的这个价格也没有太大的区别啊、
mm-hmm.
对不对好这是今天的第二个卫星挑战我们来看哪些同学
Annie Oh no no let's talk about、
这位保护地下水
好The cost of owning a house for 70 years is not very different with the rental price. 这是差不多，我给他90分。但是 with 要换 from, different from. Rental price 也可以，但是你可以换 the price of renting it.所以换完了是 the cost of owning a house for 70 years is not very different from...The price of renting it.
哎，我们说什么跟什么不同啊？要用什么呢？要用 be different from.、
Mm-hmm.
A is different from B.
Yes, yeah.、
Mm. 好，然后我们来看第二位是 Pinecon.
好，here the 70 years cost of owning a house has no big difference from the rent one. Okay? Rent ones, I hope you are Yahuan, from the cost of renting it.
Oh, from something. Mm-hmm. From the cost of renting it.
对。70 years cost 差不多一样的, 可以说快点, 70 year, 70-year cost.
可以说 70-year cost.
70-year cost, yeah. Has no big difference, 你可以说 is not much different from.
Is not much different. 不是特别大的不同.
对对对对.
Is not much different from something.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, you have cost and cost for both.
这些老师纠正的细节啊, 就是我们和地道美语之间的差别。 所以我们要多见。 多听,多学习,多积累。
Ashera. The costs are not much different between having your own house for 70 years and renting one. 好, renting one, 要换, renting it. 然后你说, the costs are not different, 你可以加一个 much, not much different. Having your own house, 也可以, 但是比较好是换, purchasing your own house. 所以黄文老师, the costs are not much different between purchasing your own house for 70 years and renting it.
哦,那老师说,拥有房子还是说买房子比较好?
Yeah.
Purchasing
在这儿,在后边可以说 it, right? Renting it. 因为你, can imagine the one house either under rental conditions or under purchase conditions. You know, you're making a cleaner comparison there with one house.
下面一位同学是龚长宽邀月。
好, the cost of buying a house which would last you 70 years is almost the same as the cost you renting a house for the same time out here. 这个是差不多,但是 the cost you renting a house, 你可以说, the cost of renting it. The cost of renting it. The same time, 可以说, the same amount of time. 不用 out. 所以换完了是, the cost of buying a house which would last you 70 years is almost the same as the cost of renting it for the same amount of time here.
什么的花费是怎么讲啊? The cost of doing something.
Mm-hmm.
什么的花费,大家记下来这个结构啊? The cost of doing something. Mm-hmm. 这是工程框邀月这里注意的一个问题。好,我们来看两位同学,一个是焦。
Here there is no big difference between the price of renting a house and possessing one for 70 years. One 可以换 it, 因为你觉得是一样的房子,你买的,你住的,所以房子没换的。但是你可以说 possessing 可以换 owning.
Owning,
对,拥有。 其他的都差不多。 所以说 here there is no big difference between the price of renting a house and owning it. For 70 years.
这位同学是Lee, huh?
Lee, new student, right? It costs pretty the same much to buy a 70-year house than to rent one here. 这是差不多, pretty the same much, 要换 pretty much the same. 好,这个好, a 70-year house 很好用的, than to rent one, it costs more than, it costs less than, it costs pretty much the same as it would to rent one. 因为一样的,不是不一样的。
你前面那个注意啊,应该是 pretty much the same.
Yeah.
这是个固定搭配。
Yeah, that's good.
不能把 much到处放哦。
Yeah, so 换完了,sure, it costs pretty much the same to buy a 70-year house as it would to rent one here.
Oh, as it would,
yeah,
就像他那样, as it would to rent one here.
Or rent it here, yeah.
哈哈哈,来看老师说了怎么来说这个纠结的句子哈。
好, the cost of owning a house for 70 years and renting it is not all that much different here.
果然是用的我们教的那个短语开句, the cost of something.
Mm-hmm.
The cost of owning a house. Owning, 拥有一个房子.
Yeah.
多少年呢? For 70 years.
Yeah.
And renting it.
Mm-hmm.
同时是 the cost of renting it. 的意思,
right.
对不对? And renting it, 跟他租着住吧,
mm-hmm.
is not all that much different here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not all that much different. 这个大家可以学习一下
right.
All that much different 这是很大的区别
yeah.
但是又是 not all that much different 又不是有很大的区别。
嗯嗯哼。
明白了吧？就这样子。
Yeah.
来，老师再念一遍。
好。The cost of owning a house for 70 years and renting it is not all that much different here.
好了。话说回来是这样的，理论上分析吧，一个房子70年、
mm-hmm.
可能也就几百万。
Yeah.
你这个租着的价格一个月几千、
yeah.
可能也就几百万。
Yeah.
那有什么区别呢？有区别。
Yeah.
人们啊宁愿给自己的房花钱，而不愿意把钱都交给房东。
嗯哼嗯哼。Yeah, but people would rather pay for their own house than give money to landlords.
宁愿怎么说 ?would rather do something.、
Mm-hmm.
People would rather pay for their own house. Pay for their own house. 给自己的房花钱。
Mm-hmm.
Than, would rather than, 对不对 ?than give money to landlords.
Right.
房东 landlords.
Yeah.
是不是这样啊大家啊买房的同学。另外呢，按照中国的传统，人们应该先有房，然后组建家庭。
Also, according to Chinese tradition, people should have their own house before starting a family.
According to Chinese tradition,、mm-hmm. 中国的传统 ,people should have their own house.
Yeah.
应该有自己的房 before, 然后才 starting a family.
Yeah.
是吧？你现在你说你都没房，你怎么去组建家庭啊、
mm-hmm.
住哪儿啊
?Yeah.
就跟爸妈住在一起吗？这不现实。嗯，能理解，马克说。
That's understandable.
Understandable.、Mm-hmm. 这买房的重要性吧，也让这个租房市场的价格低了那么一些些啊。
All the value for owning a house keeps rental prices down a bit.
同样哈，你看这个买房和租房的市场是相互影响的、
mm-hmm.
对不对、
mm-hmm.
这个 all the value 就是这种价值。
Yes.
For owning a house, 啊，拥有一个房的这个重要性和价值呢，也keeps 帮忙了让这个 rental prices down a bit、
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
让租房市场的价格、
right.
低了那么一些些
Yeah, in American cities, it's like double, you know, the cost of renting a house is double the cost of owning it. Plus, it's yours forever. I mean, you don't have to worry about 70 years.
是吗？在美国、yeah. 这个租房的价格这么高
Yeah, it's really a big difference.
哇、
yeah.
马哥说我静静说但是看上去现在这个租房价格上涨的速度比买房的涨幅还快呀。
But it seems rental prices are now going up at a faster rate than purchase prices.
主语是 it seems, 啊主语是 rental prices,、
mm-hmm.
租房的价格 are now, 现在已经开始 going up,、
yes.
开始上涨了。这样以什么样的速度上涨呢 ?at a faster rate.At some rate, 就是在什么样的速度
Yes.
At a faster rate, 在一个更加快的速度比谁 than purchase prices,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
购房价格比购房价格涨得还要快、
yeah.
所以租房现在是蹭蹭蹭的上涨、
mm-hmm.
大家都在北京的同学应该是知道的啊、
yeah.
房租市场马克说我不觉得意外这租房就是个无底洞、
yeah.
就是说呢什么意思就是说它可以涨到你想象不到的地步、
mm-hmm.
来第三段微信挑战我们来选两个同学
好
第一位是谁小华吧
对 I'm not surprised that the price of rent is a bottomless pit、不用在这儿用 bottomless pit 可以换、rents are sky high I'm not surprised rents are sky high
我们说这个东西会无限制的涨哈、
嗯、
我们喜欢说它是个无底洞
对
英文说呢它是个高的没有顶的东西
yeah, something up high sky high right、yeah.
英文喜欢说无底是喜欢说无顶、
yeah.
我们喜欢说无底、
yeah.
首先应该怎么说说是 sky high
yeah for most things about prices it's things that are up in the sky、yeah.
sky high、huh?
yeah.
来一位是漫天飞雪
好 I'm not surprised the price of renting a house is a bottomless pit a bottomless pit 也可以换 super high right the price of renting a house is super high很多的人用 bottomless pit 所以还有一个是 the price of renting an apartment is a bottomless pit 你还可以说、the price of renting an apartment is crazy high
对了用 crazy high 也可以的
对对 对, 对
主要是要用那个意思要表达到他形容它太高了
yeah、
我们再来听一位没有用 bottomless pit 的同学
好好好有一个没有用对对对
我们来看嘟嘟
I don't feel surprisedThe rent is just endless.
Yeah, I mean, it's true that rent is endless, right? Every month you have to pay it, right? But yeah, if we're talking about the possibility that rent will continue to go up beyond what it would cost to own a house in 70 years. Change it this way. Rent is sky high. I don't feel surprised. Rent is sky high.
好了，我们来看看老师是怎么说的。
好，
到底这个啊，房租啊，这个租房就是个没底儿的事儿。
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
他是这么说的，他说我不觉得意外。
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
That doesn't surprise me.
Mm-hmm.
这事儿吧，一点也不让我吃惊，
yeah.
我一点也不意外。
Yeah.
为什么？
The sky's the limit when it comes to rental prices.
好、
mm-hmm.
The sky is the limit.
Yeah.
天空才是它的什么上限，才是它的那个 limit.
Yeah.
什么意思啊？天空才是 limit.
Yeah.
是什么意思？
There's less of a limit.、Yeah.
根本就没有 limit.、
Mm-hmm.
就是它是无穷无尽的。
It could go up forever.、
Yeah. 它是可以无穷无尽的去上升的。
Mm-hmm.
它是无底儿的，它也是无顶的。
Yeah.
用 the sky is the limit when it comes to rental prices.、
Mm-hmm.
当说到房租的时候，当说到租房的时候，当是关于 rental prices 的时候，天空就没顶了、
mm-hmm.
就这意思，又可以无限的涨上去。
嗯，
哎，那我们等着看看这市场的承受能力吧。
We'll see what the market will bear.
We will see what the market will bear.、
Mm-hmm.
Bear 是什么意思啊？ B-E-A-R、
yeah. Endure, tolerate.
那请老师来解释一下这句话是什么意思。
We'll see what the market will bear. Yeah, it's, you know, let's see what the market will tolerate, what will happen in the market. Maybe there is a force bearing down on prices. So a couple of meanings there. One of them is, let's see if people can accept an increase in price. The other one is, well, maybe the market will come down and cause prices to go down kind of naturally.
哎，这个 bear 呢就是市场的承受能力。
Mm-hmm.
一方面呢我们要看啊，人们能不能够接受这么高的价格。
对对对对对。
另外我们看这个市场自己是不是能够把它就是 taper off、
yeah.
或者是 reduce a little bit.
Yeah, a bear market.
啊，让它稍微下降一点点。
嗯、mm-hmm.
所以这个 tolerate,
yeah,
endure 都是 bear 的意思。
Yeah, yeah.、
啊、看我们市场能不能够来承受吧，能不能够 hold 得住这个、
mm-hmm.
那个大的价格的趋势吧。
Mm-hmm.
大哥说嗯。我来看我们听最后一句话。
I'm dreaming of a harmonious bull and bear.
他说 I'm dreaming of, 我期待着啊，我梦想着一个非常和谐的、
mm-hmm.
harmonious bull and bear.
Yeah.
牛和熊，这是什么意思啊？
Well, it's kind of silly. You know, we've just had two aphorisms. The sky's the limit. The other one's, see what the market will bear. People usually say those things toward the end of a conversation when they don't know enough to get into expertise, you know, and then it's like, okay, well, let's hope for a harmonious bull and bear. So I hope that nature will prove kind, something like that.
Nature、yeah. will prove kind.
Yeah, yeah, something like that. Sounds good, you know, a little bit, spiritual or, you know, meta, you know, and.
这些都是经济术语 bull 牛市嘛，行情看涨的市场，对不对？
Yeah, yeah.
Bear 就是熊市嘛、mm-hmm. 是行情看跌的什么空头市场之类的。
Yeah.
所以我希望有一个和谐的 bull and bear, 意思就是说我希望这个 prices 能够
stay within reason, yeah.
对，就是 stay within reason 的意思、
yeah.
就是有一个和谐的牛和熊，就是 stay, 有一个 balance、
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
有一个平衡、
yeah.
有一个合理的，有一个靠谱的情况出现，
对对对，
让大家都能够 within reach、
mm-hmm.
都能买得起房、
yeah.
所以一个 harmonious bull and bear 就是这个意思、
yeah. Yeah.
好，今天的文段是不是很有意思？大家都没有学过很多的短语吧？
Yeah.
我们一起请马克老师把整个文段再走一遍。
好，可以。How have you been, Mark? Have you settled into your new apartment yet? Yeah, it's worth paying a little extra rent for something modern. Have you thought about buying a house? I've thought about it, but with the prices so high, I'd rather just keep my money in the bank and invest in stocks.You should have bought a house a few years ago when they were more within reach. Yeah, don't I know it? I was too busy enjoying life then, not thinking about the future. Do you think the prices will keep going up? I'm no expert, but I think the growth in sales prices will taper off, as we've been seeing. Do you think there's a housing bubble? There might be, with vacation properties and satellite cities.Yeah, here in the major cities like Beijing, people are counting on their houses. I hear the prices are going up in the smaller cities now. They're still a lot cheaper, But the prices are climbing more quickly. Let's hope they don't climb through the roof.
Dialogue 2. Jingjing and Mark talk later in the same day.
Mark, since you're renting your house, I wonder what you think is going to happen with rental prices. I don't think about it very much. How do Beijing rentals compare with those in the U.S.? It's easier to find an inexpensive apartment in Beijing. I remember being up against the wall in the U.S. before coming to China, but maybe that was because I was just starting work after graduation. You mean it's cheaper to rent an apartment in Beijing than in your city in the U.S.? I wouldn't say that. It's just that there are so many old buildings and subway lines and small apartments everywhere. That helps to keep the prices down, I guess. The cost of owning a house for 70 years and renting it is not that much different here. Yeah, but people would rather pay for their own house than give money to landlords. Also, according to Chinese tradition, people should have their own house before starting a family. That's understandable. All the value for owning a house keeps the rental prices down a bit. But it seems rental prices are now going up at a faster rate than purchase prices. That doesn't surprise me. The sky's the limit when it comes to rental prices. We'll see what the market will bear. I'm dreaming of a harmonious bull and bear.
真精彩，今天的这个对话相对以前的来说还是有些难度的、
mm-hmm.
但是素材非常好，大家以后可聊天可作文，这些素材记下来啊，今天拿到文本的推送以后好好回味一下、
yeah.
甚至把那些关键的短语都全部记下来、
mm-hmm.
能记多少记多少，成为你的非常棒的口语的素材。好了，感谢大家的收听啊，大家特别喜欢房产泡泡这个话题、
yeah. Stay within reach
Housing bubble、
yeah.
谢谢马克老师的精彩的这个故事。
嗯、mm.
好，我们就下次最简美式口语再见。
对。